This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We'll be back in a minute. There you go. All right. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you better hang out because, you know, Corey gets really upset if you're not here. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan will join us after the first break. And I would imagine, let me see, he wasn't here last week. So he's got to be all rolled up, balled up, ready to go, ready to take it on. You know, the Senate grew a spine today. Well, not really. I tried to make it sound good for them. She can't make them sound good. Really, it's just, you know what? Think about something. The first vote that there was so much consternation over, so much aggravation over, I know, I've already started, right? They voted on last year. And the year before. I mean, they voted on these things over the last few years. And this was a simple vote. I mean, look, when you boil it all down, you can politicize the crud out of it. But it really was a vote, which I think is crazy, to talk about the vote. It was a vote to be able to discuss the health care bill. Now, my understanding is there's a little procedural difference when they do it this way. There's no filibustering or anything like that, but there are open amendments, which scares me. Should scare you, too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can hop up on the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. You can just be part of the conversation, smarter people than I am in the chat room and on the Facebook feed. But to watch the votes go down today, and even some of the Democrats early in the day, I'm sure I got a call from Chuck Schumer, but early in the day, some of the Dems were saying that, hey, you know what, it's not a bad thing to have this conversation. Chuck Schumer was running around with what little hair he has left on fire up and down the halls, screaming, let's not go backwards. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He was screaming, let's go back, like, let's go back to Obamacare. Now, most Dems in the legislature, in the Senate and the House, agree that there's issues that need to be cleaned up. So why not clean it up? See, instead of running around going, no, 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 you guys can't do this. This is bad. This is bad. What you doing? You're going to get 9 billion people are going to die, and, you know, 24 million people are going to lose. Instead of going through all of that, say, you know what? The Republicans have a point. There's a problem with this. There's been a problem with this. We really haven't fixed it, and we're going to fix it now. And here's the issues that need to be fixed. Here's the things that we see we can be on the same page on to fix. Then all of a sudden, they become part of the solution. And not the main part of the problem. Yes, that's my coffee and my TRS mug. You can get one, too, up on the real side, realside.com. So now we have, you know, total partisan politics. We actually had a split, right? Now, some Republicans jump ship. I get it. I don't know what they were thinking, but I get it. Because, again, I go back to as much as you want to kind of politicize, twist it around, do what you have to do to make yourself feel good, the vote was simply to put that health care bill on the table, to talk about it, to amend it, to discuss which direction they want to go in. I agree, and it's going to make some people crazy, but I agree with the total repeal. But here's what I would do to get them off their butts. I would do a total repeal with a replacement due, we'll just say, first week of August, 2018. If there's no vote, if there's no replacement by that first week of 2018, then it goes back to Obamacare. It stays. Now, that just said to chill up everybody's spine. And it would give them the ability to take the 2 years, which I think is way too much time. They've had seven. Right? Haven't they? All this time. Let's vote on it. Let's replace it. They have no replacement. Absolutely none. So let's vote on it, replace it. And they've got nothing. They can't come together on anything. Now, to his credit, you know, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you got to give credit to John McCain. Hopping on a plane after that surgery, you know, coming in to spend a few days in town to help deal with this, and then he's going back to recover. Recover, whatever. And just to show you how cold-hearted and nasty, you know, they always say the right is, but how cold-hearted and nasty the left is. San Diego State University political science professor is very upset at all the good wishes for John McCain. He says that, you know, after his recent brain cancer diagnosis and all this conversation, he told his students, "I find myself annoyed at the groundswell of good wishes for John McCain. After his diagnosis of globalistoma, and have been thinking through why." Now, Professor Jonathan Graubart recently posted on Facebook about the Arizona Republican that the elite often seem to be considered more important than the unknowns. McCain is a war criminal, he said, and more to the point, someone who as a politician has championed horrifying action and been lousy on state issues. It's amazing. Guy's got cancer. There's people I can't stand who have cancer. I wish them well. This shows you what a dark place they're in. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute with Corey Duncan. Don't go.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. That would be the rumba beat for you. I'm Joe. I don't know. Can we say chicky? I keep asking that question. Nobody ever tells me. I mean, it's not politically correct to do so, but... I don't know. I don't know. When was the last time we were politically correct on this show? What the heck is all this stuff? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening, being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me bring him on, because I know he's in the wings chomping at the bit. I know he is. I can hear it from here. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us tonight like he does every week, except for last week. I guess he slept through it. Anyway, to just deal with the issues of the day, discuss the issues of the day. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to come on up here, and I want to tell everyone, as always, always continue to support Joe and everyone else that puts out these podcasts and everything. All the conservative speakers, just continue to back our president and not let the haters get to you, and just keep putting out the truth.
Well, you know, it's really funny is I'm watching more and more and more and more and more and more conservatives go on this Patreon that we also have up on our website if you want to support this group here at the Real Side Radio Show. The more and more and more of our conservative buddies are having to go there to try to get money, try to get people to be involved because the revenues are being squelched so strongly. It's really just crazy. Hey, you you served our country. You were in the military. And you know, when it comes to the military, politics shouldn't be prevalent. Shouldn't be a big deal, right? I mean, not what you fight for.
No.
So apparently a professor in San Diego is very upset with John McCain. Actually, he's very upset with the good wishes that John McCain's getting because he says he's very annoyed because McCain was a war criminal. What would you say to that professor? If I get him on the phone for you, what would you say to him? I got to keep it clean.
He's a war criminal. Well, if that's it, first of all, you have to understand the people that make these type of accusations and say that somebody is a war criminal probably never served and then probably never did the research. See, you know, you have to understand about things and people have to understand about anything that you see on Facebook or hear someone making a comment about or whatever. A lot of these people that are making these comments have no idea what the devil they're talking about. And that's always. I mean, me and you both have been attacked in the last couple months and some other people have been attacked. But you have to understand, there's a lot of people that just say things to try to discredit people. And they have no idea. They don't even know the person. They know nothing about the person. So they say, well, the best thing we can do is if fall short of trying to assassinate him, let's assassinate his character. Let's assassinate who he is or whatever. And you know, a lot of people need to really, you know, the term we use in the hood, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, mind your business. And if you have anything that's to say about the person, let it be the truth. Don't let it be something that you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't even hang with the person. You don't even know the person. So do your research first, as I always say on your show. Do your research.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. When you say that, they throw this stuff out. And they do it a lot, too. They throw out they use these labels. They throw them out at us. They try to hang them on us. And then when you push back on them, there's never any. It's just like these interviews I've been seeing where they go out to these anti-Trump rallies. And they ask them, because they're, well, so why are you anti-Trump? Well, he's against women. What has he done against women? Well, he hates minorities. Okay, great. What's he done against minorities? Well, he wants to send blacks back to Africa. Really? When did he actually say that? Or even something that sounded like that? They don't have any answers. It's just what they're being taught and being fed, and they're handed a sign and say, go chant this. I mean,
right.
I hope they keep it up, don't you? I mean, it's just going to kill them in the end.
Well. See, this is why this has been. This is why the whole essence of this is like it is. And you know the typical people that do this and go around and try to slander these people like that or whatever. You know, Donald Trump never said he's not like Barack Obama. When Barack Obama said you can keep your doctor, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. And the senator called him a liar when it was on when he was giving a State of the Union. Well, I can understand it because he did lie. Now Donald Trump didn't say he was going to send everyone back. If they roll the tape back and listen to him, he said, if you're illegal and you're not here, you know, having gone through the procedure, then yes, I believe you have to go because you're using things like health care, being able to vote. And, it's things that you're doing that a typical citizen that's not a citizen should not be doing. So, no, he didn't tell all the black people, I heard that too, that he's going to put them all on a boat or this or that. He didn't say anything like that. email from someone saying, you're down there, you're a black man trying to talk about the black race and this and that. Well, it is what it is. I mean, what is it that I don't understand what it is that people want me to do. They want me to come on your show and trash the white man and trash white people or whatever when they're the ones that help me. So that's not gonna work. So you can either do two things. You can listen to the truth, or you can get the you know who off this radio. Don't even listen to it.
Well, again, I love what you're saying because you're right. I mean, they throw this stuff out there. Look at like this one. I love this one too. You've got another, and this is all happened at the state universities. This is what makes me nuts. So there's two Tarleton State University professors, and they said in a recent article that social workers must go beyond simply studying privilege and microaggressions in order to provide true culturally competent care. So what they want you to do, they want you to go back and they want you to research your ancestry so you can find where where the bad things you've done to minorities are, why your white privilege or what have you, why it's so bad and what you did. It's like I got to go looking for the things that my family did so I can take on the sins of three generations behind me that I don't agree with and don't even know about. I mean,
you think I'm going to sit up and stop every white person on the street and or you yourself and say, hey, Joe, your ancestors did this to my ancestors, even though that my ancestors owned black people too. So, no, I'm not going to dispute mine. I'm going to vote for you because you're wealthy and you're privileged. So I'm going to attack you, and you had to pay for everything that your ancestors did.
I'll have to count that up while we're on break. We're going for a break right now. And I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just in the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're here with our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan. You're going to love it.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll there, but you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate, all the stuff that you've been misinformed on, and you'll find out that there's nothing to fear. Absolutely nothing. Speaking of no fear, I know this guy has no fear. Let's bring on Corey Duncan. He joins us every week. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. I think one of the first one or two shows I had, I mean, he was going off on what the Baltimore establishment and or the Baltimore electeds were doing to the people there. And he had every right to be. Corey, thanks for joining me.
Oh, boy, it's a pleasure to appear. Yes, I am scared. I'm scared of keeping the Almighty God and my mother.
Well, I think we're all afraid of your mother and my mother too. Kind of thing.
If she
raised you, yeah, we're afraid. So there you go. Anyhow, so we were talking during the break, and one of the things we talked about, I guess, is Baltimore is not quiet for the summer. Things happening there.
Yeah, a lot of things are happening. Okay, here's my little two-minute rant about the Charm City. Yeah, the Charm City. How about this? And you wonder why Marlon Mosby never has anything to say. She's so quiet now in her beautiful self, even though she's dumb as a bag of rocks on a hot day. The Baltimore City Council committee plans to debate a proposal for a new one-year minimum sentence for first-time offenders after a hearing on Tuesday. How about that? And you wonder why you get repeat offenders in Baltimore City who murder someone, yet they go to jail three times within the week, and on the fourth time, they kill somebody and they murder someone. And you wonder why the murder rate is racist. Let's see. Baltimore, 500 people have been shot.
Whoa. Well, if I was a policeman, okay, if I'm a policeman in Baltimore, right, I'm not coming out to help out because they may put me in jail. They may bring me up on charges for trying to save somebody. You know what I mean?
I mean, this is unreal. I have never seen a a situation where you have the police that can't do their job, the commissioner who's a lapdog commissioner to begin with, and they can't enforce the law because they're too worried about being a politician and being nice. Oh, no, let's slap you on the hand. But then if a law-abiding citizen like me could pop, squeeze off a couple rounds in you because you're climbing through my window at night, then I'm wrong. I shouldn't do that. See, something's wrong by this picture. That's why I don't live in Baltimore City. The great state of Virginia allows you to defend yourself. The great state of the Lone Star State of Texas allows you. You try that in Texas and see what will happen to you. That's why because they don't have the loopholes that California, Baltimore, Detroit, New York, or these other things that claim they have these gun-free zones. You know, they even had a nerve to come out and say the other weekend that we're going to have a crime-free weekend, you know, national night out where we're going to have, you know, for a whole solid weekend that it's not going to be any murders. Well, I guess a couple people didn't get the memo because they sure went out murdering each other last weekend as they have done all summer. Long.
You're right. Look at 34 murders. What am I, New York now? 34 murders in the last 30 days in Baltimore, and almost all of them male black on male black crime. And I only bring that up because I want to make sure that, you know, people aren't yelling at the white cops.
It's your fault
for killing them. Yeah,
it's
Brian.
Fault.
I know.
It's your fault.
I manipulated the data. Don't you know that?
Right. Exactly. You cook the books. Well, you cook the books like they do all the time. And, you know, at the Baltimore Sun or the City Hall, you know, the list goes on. And, you know, I heard someone say something the other day last week. They said that Donald Trump's fault because of the crime of Baltimore City. I said, really? Donald Trump is the president. He's not the mayor. So, you know, he's not none of the councilmen in Baltimore City or councilwomen. So how is he? Well, it's his fault. I said, you know what? I refuse to listen to this because, one, my ears can't take it. Two, you're taking up valuable oxygen that someone else could be using, so I'm done.
Oh, God. And they break these down by areas, precincts, all kinds of stuff. And they're up. They're up all over the place. You're right. But how can shootings be up? Let me see. They only, out of the 34, I think there was like six that were... stabbings or blunt force. They must have missed him with the gun, missed him with the bullets and hit him with the back of the gun or something. So there were shootings, blunt force, and a couple of stabbings. And so I guess they're going to, I mean, you can't have a gun in Baltimore, right? How does that happen?
Well, no, they don't want you to have a gun because they don't want you to defend yourself, law-abiding citizen. But they want law-abiding citizens' money to move into Baltimore City to go through all of this chaos and mayhem. You know, you have to understand something. When people, one thing that, and anybody can tell you that knows me, really knows me, is I hate to have you try to insult my intelligence. And once you do that, I'm done talking to you and it's a wrap. When people get tired of these politicians and these people coming up with these idiotic, measures of dealing with crime, then you'll start to see changes. See, you know, it's always the person that come up with these kind of stupid laws and everything like this and these loopholes because their loved one or their family member has not been assaulted or murdered by any one of these animals. Because that's exactly what they are. They're animals and cowards. And that's exactly why they keep getting away with what they're getting away with. And most of them, and here it is, listen, I know most men know what I'm talking about this. Most of them are mama's boys anyway. They still live in their home. Or they still living with some girlfriend that's on Section 8. Hey, let's just tell the truth. Because we all of us from the urban neighborhoods already know what the story is. The young lady come get the house for Section 8, and then she bring the riffraff and the bums with them, and they pile up in her house until it gets raided, and then she gets put out, and then she goes to another part of Baltimore City and gets another Section 8 house, and they just keep repeating the same thing over and over. And when the taxpayers get tired of seeing this, which some of them are, and they get sick of it, stop blaming Whitey, because Whitey has nothing to do with this. It's a person, hey, if you get a Section 8 housing and it's your name
on the lease and it gets raided or gets this or some bad, you know, something happens, a shooting, and, you know, how can you blame Whitey? I just want to know how do you do this?
I don't know. I'm Whitey, so I just kind of duck it when it duck and cover.
You're Whitey. You're Whitey.
They start with it.
No, wrong. You're Whitey with a twist.
Oh. Oh God, no!
You know,
I love seeing these on YouTube. I love seeing these things where they interview welfare moms. Okay, and I'm not going to paint with a broad brush and say they're all black or anything like that. But the ones that I saw, the recent ones that I saw, there were four or five interviews done, and four of them were black women. One was a white woman, and from the South. And none of them, not a one, and they didn't have one child because that'd be too easy. They had like four or five children. And the one lady, I think she had nine children. And, you know, she needs her welfare money to feed her children. I'm thinking maybe we should give her money for birth control or something. None of them felt bad. None of them felt bad about being on the tax rolls.
Why? Why should they feel bad? When you're being taught and you're being told by the politicians and even by some family members, to go ahead and work the system, especially by the politicians, to work the system, and we'll take care of you. We'll take what you know, from Corey. We'll take from Joe. We'll take from everyone and give to you because, you know, my favorite is not to get my personal life. People are, all of you know, most of you, how many children I have. I take care of every last one of them, has never been on child support, and I take care of them. My mother always said, and it's true, you can do whatever you want to do. You can have as many cars. You can have as many houses. I mean, homes, houses, whatever you want to call it. You can have as many children as long as you be a man and a woman and you take care of your responsibility. That's what it's about. And it's not just about raising them financially. You have to be a dad. You have to be a father. Not someone that's just teaching them how to play basketball or how to throw a football and catch a football. Teach them about history.
We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back with Corey Duncan right after the break.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big,
bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for being with me today. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And no, there ain't no chance in this God's green sweet earth that I would sing any of the words to that song. Only in the shower when nobody's home. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get him back on before he explodes. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week to kick off what's happening in the streets. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear, and I want to thank everyone for supporting me and Joe and being in the chat room, Donna, Joan, Gina, and big hello to Dave.
You know, I've been watching your what do I call them, podcast, video cast, whatever. I don't even know what they call them. So I am concerned, though, because one of these days, you know, when you start going off and you're staring at that camera, you better not hit anything. But anyhow.
Okay. All right. You know you're off the Christmas list.
Yeah, well, listen, don't worry about it. I'm not that worried. So here's a good one for you, too. Okay? University of California, Berkeley, their student government recently passed a resolution to cancel all campus police training. So in other words, now they want the cops without guns and without training because it feels too militant on campus.
Uh-huh.
So a couple of months ago when they were having riots. Can you imagine the cops showing up going, hey, we'd love to help you out, but we have no training. We have no guns. We have no equipment. So, hey, catch you later. Have a nice day. I mean, really. It just shows you how brain dead these young people can actually be based on what they're being taught and told. So,
well, that's because when you're a car with no steering wheel, you can take and be in a car in any direction, and the car has no idea. You know, it's almost like my son. I said, hey, you 7 feet tall. My other son is 7 feet tall, and I told him, I said, you know what the difference is between you and me? And they said, what is it, Dad? I said, it's because, and I have experience, and I know what to do and when to do it. And I said, you haven't even touched the surface. I said, that is one of the reasons why that when you're a man and a woman and you're a wise man and a woman, I love to see people teach children and they actually sit and listen and understand what they're being taught instead of trying to teach them something through being trendy. And that's what the problem is that we got teachers, but they're teaching trying to appeal to the young people. And say, you know, it's the same thing as people understand this, that live in the hood, is that the churches have turned into discos or whatever like
that. Oh,
this.
I mean, discos. Swearing. Right, there's no right. swearing on my show.
They're not there to learn about Christ or learn about right and wrong or whatever is being taught, that really understand what's being taught. They want to try to appeal to draw more young people in the church, so we'll make it weird so you can dance, still dance the way you want to dance and do this and do that. That's why I love old Christian churches, because old Christian churches more or less deal with teaching instead of trying to appeal to you to get you to come to church to get your salvation. And that's what it's all about in the end, is having salvation and eternal life of being accepted by the Almighty when you leave this world. That's why all my children go to Christian school. I can't have none of them going to public school, because the public schools, and even with the Christian ones, I go, me and their moms, go sit and still listen, because we want to see what's being taught. But how can a parent go see what's being taught if they're trying to appeal to the child? Instead of being a mother and father, you're trying to be their homeboy or their homegirl. That doesn't work.
No, listen, I agree with you. I used to go, we'd go to churches with the kids, even if we were, you know, in a different area or starting off someplace new. And I always sat, at one point in time, I'd always sit in the kids' ministry, because I want to see what they're teaching my kid. I want to see what they're talking about in there. I want to see how they're, you know, taking the action of the other kids and my kids too. And, you know, we're responsible for them. Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Absolutely. And especially for a cheapskate like myself. If I was spending $5 or $10 grand for my child to go there, I would make sure they go every day and they're being taught the right thing. That's right. Yeah, I am cheap.
Yeah, I heard your daughter say that she wouldn't give somebody,
Yeah. My daughter's a
two nickels to rub together and take a bus or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Before we go any further, I want to say, and I know they're probably not listening, they're on a Christian retreat down in Nairobi, Kenya. They'll be back Saturday. Daddy love you. Okay. All right. That's all I want.
All right. You got that out now? Okay. Everything good? Yeah. Now you'll be the hero, right? No. Anyhow. So, you know, you must have got a pile of gifts on Sunday because it was Parents' Day.
My children are also cheap.
They've done very well. Hey, so, you know, I know we kind of play around with this and, you know, you and I don't beat it up too often, but I'm still really concerned. I'm seeing a lot more of these schools now that they've got segregated orientation for the schools, which means they're taking the blacks and the Asians and the whites onto separate orientations, explaining to them, you know, what some of the resources available to them are or their group, which I think is dangerous, Corey. I mean, your kids, what do you tell your kids about school? What do you tell your kids to be prepared for, if you would, in the real world?
Well, a lot of it they already see. I mean, my middle one's 15 going on 16 and 16 going on 17.
But even the ones that, even my sons that are 9 and 10, I had to talk to them about, because they also already see it already. You have to understand, when we grew up, we didn't, a lot of things we didn't see till we was like 16 or 17, maybe 18. These children are seeing things at 9 and 10 years of age. And you kind of have to be delicate about what the way you talk to them or whatever like that. You know, I believe in all children, and everyone should be able to be allowed to grow and be who they're going to be, but also be taught that, you know, it's not, like as far as this stuff about understanding that a man is a man and a woman is a woman and two men, no, and two women, no. So you have kind of had to explain to them, because you can explain it, but what the street and the schools are teaching them are totally different. And a lot of this stuff is geared towards the person. That's why I say it is very, very, very important to understand what the teachers and because we know the professors are teaching, but what are the teachers teaching and what are your teaching at home? You have to be accountable for that, because you have to understand a lot that's being taught is to make it trendy, is to make it okay. It's okay for two men to be together. It's okay for two women to be together. No. And see, that's why I try to get my children prepared for it, and they understand totally what's going on. You know, my daughter plays basketball and soon to be at somebody's college in the AU. I have no idea. But next year she'll be graduating, and I had a talk with her. I said, well, you know, most of women that play basketball, most of them are lesbians. I mean, to some degree, some of them are about 60% of them. She's like, well, she said, no. She said, I had to let them know off the bat, straight off the bat, that I'm not a lesbian, and I don't want to be a lesbian.
Oh.
And, you know, whatever you do in your spare time is whatever you do. I'm here to do something else. So, you know, as long as they got that mind thought, I mean, but, you know, everybody, look, somebody made a comment the other day, and it's so true. You can teach these children all you want, but they're going to be who they're going to be once they get away from you. You just have to hope and pray that you taught them enough to get through this chaotic mess that's out here now.
Well, I agree. You've got to be they got to hear your voice in the back of the head. Seriously, my kids have told me that at times when they were about ready to do something extremely stupid when I was out of the house. There's been a couple times where they heard my voice in the back of the head, and I'm okay with that. You know, it doesn't bother me at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely. Mine is definitely terrifying to me, even at the age where they are now. And my daughter, Cornessa, always tells, they be like, Daddy's crazy, or whatever. So you can call me crazy all you want, as long as you respect me, and you respect this country, and you respect what's going on. So, you know.
You know, I used to tell my kids, you can disagree with me. You do it in a respectful way. We talk about it, we're fine.
Right.
The minute you start treating me, you know, in an improper way, you're going to find out what real dictatorship is all about. Really that simple. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Anyway, tell people where they can find you, your writing, your show, and your podcast, that kind of stuff.
Well, guess what? I'm going to start doing a podcast Thursday. I'm going to be doing, but I'm only going to be doing it on Facebook. And I want you to come to my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook, Corey Press Duncan on Twitter. Come to my page. God bless America. God bless General Mattis, Mad Dog, a real Marine. And I'm glad that he's on board, and to get these people straight and start acting like a bunch of wusses.
No God kidding, bless right? America. All right. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have Corey with me. When we come back, you know, we've got so much of this stuff. University of Illinois Chicago is teaching students to use only inclusive language. I don't even know what to do with that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.